guys. It's Ivy. This is Ivy on the Mountain. You're tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You know, it's been a hot sec since I've chatted with you guys. This is my debut show back from Spain, España, Sevilla. Incredible, really. You'll hear all about it. Don't even worry. You'll get all the lore. I'm happy to be back. Excited to be back in the stew. I may be a little rusty with my show today. You know what? I probably will be. But yeah, it's been a while. It's been since December since I've been in here, but I'm super excited to chat. So much has changed. I'm like a whole new person now. Not to be a cliche or nothing, but yeah, a lot's changed in a good way. But yeah, it's been absolutely incredible. I can't wait to share with you some of my new favorite music that I've been listening to. I put together like a little show for you today that highlights some of my on repeat tracks that I've been listening to fairly recently since we've last spoke, obviously. But yeah, let's just get right into it. Again, this is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for this semester. So keep tuning in if you like what you hear. If you got something to say, say it. You could call in at 802-656-4399 or leave me a chat in our chat messaging box at wruv.org. There's a little chat feature. But first, we're going to start off with a fun Cage the Elephant tune, one that's not too popular. Nevertheless, it is quite fun to listen to. It's called Aberdeen, off of the album Thank You, Happy Birthday, Enjoy. I hope you guys like the song. If I can figure out how to turn it on. Why is there no... Funny enough, there's nothing coming out of my computer, it seems. Why is that? Why is that? Why? Funny enough, actually, I think it was me. I think, as I said, it was gonna be a little dodgy today. Totally was me. Aberdeen by Cage the Elephant. Enjoy, you guys.
So
go. First little set of, you know, the show. Two songs. I gave it to you right away. We just heard I Sat by the Ocean by Queens of the Stone Age. And first, once again, it was Cage the Elephant with Aberdeen. I would like to give you all a PSA. It's that time of the show where you gotta hear a little public service announcement from me. And that is, reprogram the time in your cars. Do you often look at your car time and notice that you have 15 minutes left to get where you have to go, and then you arrive and you're already 5 minutes late? What's up with that? That's because cars magically do this thing where they either speed up or slow down the time. Nobody knows. It defies every law of time and physics. But it's true. So make sure you check your car time. Make sure it's the right, if it's synced up with the time of the world, or our construct of it at least. Another tip, even, you could program it so it's, you give yourself like extra time, you know, it's later than it is. You get in the car, it's like you gotta be there at 8, it's 7:55, you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta hurry up, but really you left yourself some extra time. Maybe that makes no sense at all, and that's okay, but I think you get the point of what I'm trying to say, for sure. So that was the PSA. Be on time. Check your cars. My car has recently had many a problem since my return from Spain, so that's been a little challenging for my father. Of course, I don't deal with the car stuff. That's such a dad thing to do, you know? Thank you, Dad, for dealing with my car stuff. He's a bit of a car guy, but not in the Hyundai Santa Fe kind of way, in like 1969 Volkswagen kind of way. So anyway, I'm beginning to ramble. So let's just get into our next little song right here. We've got Incinerate by Sonic Youth. Always a good one. Enjoy. Smashing Pumpkins action right there. If you know me, you know that I never used to like the Smashing Pumpkins, but I don't know. They're growing on me. Something's happening. I'm enjoying it. Not everything, but that song, Perfect, by the Smashing Pumpkins. I think it's got a melancholy sort of beauty to it. A truth to it, even. There you go. Perfect by the Smashing Pumpkins, and before that it was Incinerate by Sonic Youth. Today, it was the club fair at UVM, and as the president of the UVM Flow Arts Club, which entails hula hoops and flying objects of other sorts, we were tabling out there, me and my friend Scout, who is the vice president of Flow Arts Club, and, you know, it's funny, because we're out there, everybody's tabling for their clubs, and I've got my whole hula hoop set up, a lot of sparkly things on the table, very attractive to the child or, you know, creative eye. I'm playing with the hula hoop, and somebody's like, it's the hula hoop girl, because when I was a freshman, I would always hula hoop on campus, and actually every year that I'm here at UVM, there's always a few random people that are like, oh my god, you're the hula hoop girl. That's me, everyone. I am the hula hoop girl. You saw me tabling? Come to Flow Arts Club. You'd have a lot of fun. Learn to play with a hula hoop. Be a child again. I didn't really mean to plug the club just now. I just kind of thought that was a funny thing that happened, and I felt like I should share with you guys. Yeah, it's nice. It's been a beautiful day. A little chilly. Yesterday it was actually very chilly. I think Sunday kind of felt like the last day of real summer here. It was like 82 degrees. I was at work all day. Really got to enjoy the outdoors. But it's a bit of a shame. It really feels like fall. It smells like fall. It rustles in the leaves, in the trees like fall. So fall is on approach. Not sure how I feel about that. I guess I'm not mad about it, but my nose is already cold. So that's a little unfortunate here. But let's just go on to this next song off of the album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot by Wilco. There's a lot of Wilco albums that I don't like, but this is one that I do like. And this song is one of the ones that have been on repeat for the past 8 months since I've talked to you. We'll get deeper into this album as the semester continues. But here is Pot Kettle Black by Wilco.
Crazy loves rockets. Where's the magic wand? Empty out your pockets. Words without a song.
She's a girl. what you done. Beetlebum, get nothing done. Hey, Beetlebum, just get
right. That was Blur. That was Blur with Beetlebum. You don't really hear of Blur that often, you know? It's just, what is it? Track 42. Track 4? Track 3? Woohoo! Everybody knows that song. Yeah, that was Beetlebum by Blur. And first, it was Pot Kettle Black by Wilco off of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, an album that I so dearly love. And my My friend Scout has just joined me in the studio, fellow hula hooper. So that's fun. Yeah, it's our first week of school. Second week now, actually, I guess. But first week went well. Two classes I was iffy about, I ended up dropping them both. That's okay. But yeah, things are looking up. It was a good first week. I'm feeling a little more responsible. Maybe a little bit more like a leader. You know, I'm coming into myself a bit. I'm testing the waters, and they're flowing freely, one would say. Maybe. But yeah, everything, I'm feeling giggly. You know, I was quite nervous to get on here today, actually. It's been a while. It's been since December, but I think that the nerves are calming a bit. And yeah, just playing some good music for you all. I'm hoping you are enjoying it. Leave me a chat if you are enjoying it. If you're not enjoying it, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But if you don't want to leave a chat, you can also call at 802-656-4399. Yeah. Anyway, here's a longer song. It's approximately 7 minutes long. A bit longer than usual. And it's not even a jam band. So, like, what? What's up with that? I don't even know. I don't know. But it's by this group called the Brian Jonestown Massacre. I remember learning about that and being very much freaked out about it and also confused. I don't really know how people fall for that culty stuff. But they did. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's where that's coming from. Brian Jonestown Massacre. Weird name for a band. Maybe they drank Kool-Aid on stage. Who even knows? Who even knows? Are they even together still? Maybe I should do some more research on the matter and come back to you later. But anyway, here's Fingertips, the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Enjoy, you guys.
Thank you.
There you go. Fortress by Pinback was what you just heard. That song, I gotta tell you, been stuck in my head for months now. Months. It's the kind of song where it's a little odd, and you listen to it for the first time, you're like, what am I listening to right now? It's kind of weird. But then it's the kind of weird that makes you want to keep listening. So of course I kept listening, and I'm fully obsessed. Something about that very simple guitar in the beginning, and it just layers on, and whatever. It's just a great song. I can't stop listening to it. Something very relatable about it. I really like the chorus. He's like, stop, it's too late, I'm feeling frustrated. Like, I relate to that. It is, stop. Like, I'm getting mad, and now I just can't even do it because I'm overwhelmed and I'm mad, and it's like, stop, I'm feeling frustrated. Like, I can't, don't talk to me right now. There's no signs of fortress, of solace. Maybe that's not what they meant. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm interpreting it as. But yeah, I could listen to that song forever, probably. I think it's really fun. Definitely a band to explore for me. But yeah, before that you heard Fingertips by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And we've had a lovely bit of information shared with us, a wonderful UVM alumni from an earlier generation shared some cool facts. So it was Jim Jones who is the, you know, cult leader of the whole incident. And Brian Jones is also, like, the founder and guitar player of the Rolling Stones. So perhaps Brian Jonestown Massacre, perhaps it was a mixing of the two names. So that's pretty cool. That's definitely a theory, something to think about. I never thought about that. And I forgot the name, so thank you. That was hard for me to recall. But yeah, Fortress and Fingertips both start with an F. Some alliteration there, if you will. Not that I planned that. But yeah, up next is a Strokes song called Machu Picchu, a place I have never been but would like to go. It's very possible. It's 4:49 right now, p.m. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is Ivy. This might be these two songs. Just very well maybe will be the last songs that I play for you on this show. We've only got an hour for this semester, so they're short and sweet. And we'll chat in a few minutes after Machu Picchu, and then I'll give you a little scrabble, a little chat about the song that comes after that. Here's Machu Picchu. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Machu Picchu, The Strokes. Isn't that such a good one? You know, it's kind of like a hidden Strokes jam, unless everybody knows it and I'm being silly. But I don't know. Something about that one really gets to me. It's got like their little indie techno vibe, but also kind of a rock and roll, and also like a screechy, I don't know. His voice does some cool stuff there. And with that, we've only got time for one more song. One more song. This song has been the most impactful, I'd say. Out of all these songs on this playlist, I've been listening to it for such a long time. Not a long time, per se, but it's been heavy in my life. It's been influencing my music choices and everything. Really, really, really been excited about it. It's by Spoon, actually. And Spoon is coming to Burlington not too long from now. Unfortunately, the tickets are sold out, which is really disappointing. If you have a ticket to Spoon and you don't want it, there's someone that does. And it's me. I want it. So I would love to go see Spoon in Burlington. This song is by them. They've really gotten me excited about their stuff. Anyway, my name is Ivy. This is Ivy on the Mountain. Tune in again next Thursday. It's Tuesday. It's not Thursday. Next Tuesday at 4 p.m., 4 to 5, every week this semester for some awesome jams. It was so lovely being back and talking to you for the first time in such a long time. Thank you so much for listening once again. And here is my last song, Don't You Ever. Don't You Ever by Spoon. Please, please enjoy.
Jim, can you record the talk back? Record that, Jim. Bet.
energy.